I want you to think about the soaring rhetoric that Barack Obama was famous for in 2008 and well into his presidency and re-election, and listen to how he is now defending himself and presenting himself. By the way, don't call anymore for the flag. We already got the winner. It's Ken in Kent. First-time winner. Good for you, Ken. Congratulations. That new American banner is headed your way in time for the 4th of July. But this is how President Obama now sounds without the teleprompter, talking to a sympathetic audience and kind of feeling sorry for himself. Listen to this.
But sometimes the news that's coming off is just, these are Washington fights. They're fabricated issues. They're phony scandals that are generated. It's all geared towards the next election. Not on the level. And that must feel frustrating. And it makes people cynical, and it makes people turned off from the idea of, that anything can get done.
Boy, this is really inspiring stuff so far. Can you imagine if you're a Democrat and you go to see the president and, things aren't going so well and the news doesn't appear to be great. Let me go see the president in person and maybe I'll be picked up and inspired.
And if I've got one message today, it's the same message that I gave to that young mom that I mentioned who I had lunch with before I came here.
Messages I'm lost without a teleprompter.
Who wrote me a letter just talking about how she'd done everything right, her and her husband, and she's working hard and raising two beautiful kids, and she has a great life, but it's a struggle. And
yes, thanks to you.
Wondering if anybody in Washington knows it. You know, what I told her is the same thing I want to tell all of you, which is, I know it. You're the reason I ran for office. No, I'm not looking for applause. I want to make this point.
Well, hardly anyone is applauding. Listen to the tone. Listen to the mood that this guy is conveying. I mean, that is the Obama White House in June of 2014.
You know, what I told her is the same thing I want to tell all of you, which is, I know it.
I know it. I totally know it.
You gotta believe me. That's the tone. He's, come on, man. You gotta believe me. I know it. I know things are tough out here.
I know it.
Anyway, and here's a little more. Again, this is Barack Obama, what I'm calling the afterthought tour.
Which I guess brings me just to my last point.
People in the audience probably thinking, thank God.
I don't watch TV news generally. Or cable shows.
Yes.
But I suspect if you're out here and going to work and picking up your kids and taking them to soccer or at night sitting there paying the bills.
Jeez. I mean, the pregnant pauses here are giving birth. You could just see the people on the sidelines his aides and communications people say, oh, my God, next time, don't forget the prompter.
And you just turn on the TV. Sometimes it must feel kind of discouraging because it doesn't feel like what's being talked about in Washington has anything to do with what's going on in your lives day to day.
Frankly, I think the people listening to you, that's what sounds discouraging.
And it must feel as if sometimes you're just forgotten. And sometimes the news that's being reported on is really important. I mean, what's happening in Iraq is relevant. We got to pay attention to the threats that are emanating from the chaos in the Middle East.
From the junior varsity. That's what he called them 6 months ago.
Although I want to be very clear, we're not sending combat troops into Iraq because that's... We've done that, and we've given them an opportunity. And they're going to have to contribute to solving their own problems here, although we'll protect our people, and we'll make sure that we're going after terrorists who could do us harm.
A rousing call to arms by the Commander-in-Chief.
What?
Can you... If you're a Democrat, you could just... You say to yourself, Jace, if this is the state of things, you know, I'm not going to get off the couch and work for this. Well, you're going to get people to show up and volunteer for that?
I know it.
I know it. I totally know it.